7 o'clock.
Blog Talk Radio.
Has been trumped by none other than PewChat, Google Now, in the intelligence level. Because Siri has brain damage, and you have to repeat it into the phone 5 and 6 times, and because Apple doesn't get it, Google Now has taken the initiative to insert a whole new thing. It's called an intelligence, yeah, of which Siri does not have. Yeah. In a recent poll, 88% actually voted in the completely answered category. That they basically said Google Voice has a lot of things that it stands up for, rather than Siri, which only stands up to about 2% of an intelligent voice. So, if you are really not paying attention, do you want to go back now? Oh, look, spaghetti. Chin. Then, Siri is great for you, but if you really want to meet your girlfriend and say, what time should I pick up the roses, then go with Google Now. Cortana has just started, as in his... Tail hide was 40%. As a matter of fact, as of October 1st, Google Now has a clear lead in terms of the sheer volume of inquiries addressed in a more complete accuracy, and with the with its queries greater than either Siri or Cortana. And it's not surprising, because Google has always been on top of the search game for years.
It pretty much mastered the search engine.
You know, kind of thing. And it beats really talking like this.
Check it out.
I'm sorry. I could not understand what you just said. Please try it again.
Or, I'm sorry, what were you wrote? I cannot answer that.
That was a terrible theory of First Nation.
Hello, I can't really understand that. I sometimes wish, Siri would go off-road and sort of develop, maybe an Audrey Hepburn style, you know, or Marilyn Monroe, or Judy Garland, or even hell, you know, I'd love to see,
you can't handle the truth!
That's right. I would like to see you got you can't handle the truth guy during the story. You can't handle the truth! Sinking out of an iPhone, you know. Turn left, motherfucker! You know what I mean? It's sort of, that would be pretty funny. Yeah. Turn left, motherfucker! Turn left, motherfucker! You know.
Don't we have advertisements, you guys?
Yes! Yes, yes, yes. And so our program, glad you're reminding us, Allison, we were going to go off on,
on your tangent? On your tangent.
On a tangent. But anyway.
Yeah, not the bad idea.
Anyway, check out the work of Megan Laura on her TVRI Artist Spot page, and all of her shirts are $18. And download your favorite audiobook from audible.com. They serve over 5,000 devices and save 50% for 3 months for only $7.49 a month. And also, if you want to contact us, you can go to
amcfriends.com. And it's my girls. And for all the promotions, it's mygirls.com/AMC Press. Yeah.
Now, on with the show. So, yes, wait. The iPhone debate, right? Whose intelligence is better? Oh, wait a second. I don't know what to do with that information.
Yeah.
And celebrity endorsements for people, you know. I would love to see they do Katy Perry, Justin song lyrics alone. That's it, you know. Katy Perry would be really fun. Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
What did you say? You know, Mick Jagger. Maroon 5. That'd be very funny. Oh my god.
You'll be even funnier if they got the Bono.
Yeah.
I just gave you a free CD. You better take it. A free
what?
I just gave you a free MP3 album. You better take it, or else.
Yeah.
You keep it.
Take my MP3. Oh, now I'm torturing you on Google. I mean, iPhone. And Siri. Oh, and I've made it impossible for you actually to ignore us. You admitted fucking rockers. And you're not better than the Who. All the Rolling Stones. You just some dudes from Ireland.
Because he still hasn't found what he was looking for.
I know. It's bad. So, you know, let's see. On with the show, and that's our breaking news for tonight.
Yes.
Let's see. What kind of jerk steals a hot air balloon?
I don't know. Someone who obviously doesn't know right from wrong.
Well, And
you know,
probably wanting shits and giggles too. Maybe you thought it was like off. But instead of many whirlwinds.
Oh wait. The suspect also took a trailer holding the balloon in the Chevrolet Suburban with a California license plate that said Balloona.
Hmm.
Okay.
Now,
she wanted to fly in memory of her father.
Oh my.
Okay, that died more than 2 months ago of cancer. While we don't endorse cancer on the podcast, we sort of do endorse the fact, well, we don't endorse balloon stealing either, but it is kind of funny when you are flying in and out to 12,000 feet, and you see jets, airplanes, this, that, and the other thing, and you're in a red balloon, and you're asked to stop. You're asked to stop because... Hello, this is balloon. This is balloon traffic control. Balloon traffic control. Yes, do you have your license and registration, please? No, I don't. I'm on the ground. I left it on the ground. Why is it even on the ground? Because first neighbor would tell me so. Who did? When? 2 months ago, because my husband died of cancer. Oh, my father died of cancer. Nothing to joke about, but I'm really upset. I just want to steal the balloon in his memory. Let's ruminate on this, shall we? The balloon, so that any of those who give a shit about the balloon, right? The balloon is blue with a rainbow design and a U.S. flag on the side. Talk about American patriotism. Right? But then, the best part about it was, you know, if he had the Pink Panther in there, he could have just painted it pink.
Very true.
He couldn't have just painted it pink, you know,
right.
and flew it up. But then it would look like a Pepto-Bismol blue. You know.
It could be worse.
At least it could be worse. You could have him dropping from 12,000 feet. To look like, you know, you'd be dead, but at least it would be a colorful burial.
Very true, very true.
Kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yet, nobody told him to say, oh, yes, I'm going to take a hot air balloon and, oh, yeah, take a siesta with it. And so you have three Mexicans crossing the border who want to cross the border, right, from New Mexico to to the United States, except they're not using trains. They're using hot air balloons. You know.
Yes. Yeah, it's quite interesting, especially when balloon plus person that wants to unlawfully take balloon makes a big ass fuck up. And it's
fuck up. You know the song
from Three Dimension called Up in the Air, Eat My Peter Fubu, kind of thing, right? It was
You're
sort of
up
in the air.
Okay.
You know, in my stolen ass balloon. You know, kind of thing. I mean, but
we're all counting, you know. If we're counting,
how many times have you stolen a hot air balloon? Anybody here?
None.
None.
I don't think so.
None.
I don't think it's classified.
I mean, stolen the hot air balloon. Let's see. Hot air balloon theft lists. And there have been two list of aerial disappearances. You know, okay. Well, we have hot air balloon. We have the hydrogen balloon.
Sorry.
We have the coal gas balloon. Now that was an experiment, right? The coal gas balloon, free in flight, and it disappeared because of the weight. Then you have your planes, but then you have the Zeppelin. That was good. Storm loss, okay. Then you have the hydrogen balloon again in the 1921. But, which flew off the Gulf of St. Andrews Bay in Florida. But then you have the other one. You know, all of these are unknown. You know, unknown. You know, crash landing. You know, it could have been the Annan balloon. Oops.
Oh no.
The Annan balloon, invented by Einstein, but perfected by Edison. The fact that all the balloon was electricity. Oh shit, that's You know. But then Tesla could have come back with, oh no, I have a fancy balloon, that one actually that shoots off fireworks. But then, you know, you get other inventors into the race, and it looks like a whole convention of people. Yet, I think that it is kind of funny when you really think about it. Oh, yes. You know, who hasn't paid attention to Jules Verne's Around the World in 48 Days or 140 Days or Leagues Under the Sea or whatever. But if you had the underwater balloon, that would be hilarious, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be interesting, but then that doesn't make anything. That doesn't make for fun. That makes...
Think about it. You can't really do anything underwater, can you?
No, you're...
But then, you could have the first... Wait. You could have the first parasailing water balloon flight.
Yeah, but then, that just seems a challenge, especially when the parents get to them.
But yet, there's a lot of things that, you know, cargo flight, private flight, passenger flight, okay? But yet, then the most recent one was in
1970. Mm-hmm.
You know, it is very interesting, but yet,
but who really? Does that really matter about a stealing of balloon? I don't think so.
Well, no.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. As much as you might love for it to, it's like apples and oranges. They're both fruit.
They're both fruit. They're different kinds of fruit, though.
Yeah. Oh.
If you turn the pineapple upside down, what does it represent?
It doesn't represent anything.
Yes, it does. Think about it. If you blew out a pineapple, right, and you put it on a mini stand, right?
But don't we have to go on to the next subject?
Yeah, let's just...
The UK... Really not understanding disabilities, like going about trying to get tax the people for disabilities, isn't that really an injustice?
Well, they want to tax people with disability benefits, but I don't think this is going to actually go through. You know,
it depends how far it could get and how many people advocate for themselves as well. Because whom I wonder who actually put it through, because those people need to realize that's an injustice. People with disabilities don't only have so much. There's only There's only so much they have.
But yeah, the funny thing is that, well, there's nothing funny about this, but...
It's just for
that, you know, our own social security system is now just trying to sign this into law. You know, it's like, if only they can work!
If this came about earlier, they wouldn't be in the mess that they are with no one working and people being out of jobs. It's an injustice.
Exactly.
And for those those who want to discriminate and say they don't, that's a slap in our face. That's a slap at everyone who has a disability's face.
Well, yeah, and
injustice
people
will be served.
Oh, sure, justice will be served, but every country has a different pay structure, you know?
Right,
and,
but when
you know,
it's
I don't
a
think
hindering
that,
to people,
yeah,
is it
I don't
right?
think our friends are out who take this too kindly, but, you know... which is another podcast in England that is actually, you know, covers disability news around the world like we do. But they focus on disability. We focus on fat. They're different.
Right.
But,
right.
Yet, occasionally we'll get complaints like this. The thing is that most people, right, most people, you know, have huge reports of backlogs for claimants, causing serious ill people to struggle with their living costs. Well, serious ill people do not mean disability.
Right.
You know, it could mean somebody crazy. Okay.
It could also mean disability. Let's call a spade a spade.
Well, if you're going to call a spade, okay, let's say if psychos and murderers wanted disability benefits,
no.
Would you call a spade a spade then?
Very true.
Or not.
Very true. Not. that there's injustices everywhere. You can't deny.
There are injustices everywhere, but that doesn't mean that you can actually set everything. You know what I mean?
Right. I know this.
I mean, on the average, the Department of Works and Pensions has received on an average 50,000 claims per month. And it's an incessant nightmare. People have been waiting 6 months for a decision on disability benefit over there. 6 fucking months.
6 fucking months? Too long. Too fucking long.
6 months. And they won't know if they actually will get the benefits. You know? And it was a highly critical report just 6 months ago in March, right? Just before somebody's birthday. It was a highly critical report commissioned by the MPs, described delays in processing personal payments as unacceptable. They called for ministers to invoke penalty clauses for the delays, and two private companies,
Adults Healthcare and Capital Business Services, which ride the assessment under the reforms of the welfare system.
You know, with a disability living allowance that are paid the exact benefit to help towards the extra cost of disability for people of working age. But yet, for most people to apply under the PIP, which is the people intended to undergo a face-to-face assessment to determine eligibility, was carried out by private contractors.
Okay, that's sad.
So, it's been a long time coming. It's been a long time coming.
Having people actually get the ability to not be taxed, have things not that, like with us, there's an act that's going to be coming up, making its way up. It's meant to help people, not to hurt. Give better, give them the opportunities that they so that they want. Not something other than.
But also, the fact that in the wake of stuff, you know, in the wake of stuff that's gone on, you know, all around the world, disability benefits are affected. You know, there's more people inclusive internationally than here in the United States. We're lucky that we get our benefits, but it's time to modernize the system, like you were saying last night.
Oh, yeah.
It's time to modernize the system. It's time to actually give a shit about people with disability.
Not just
say,
oh, here are your disability benefits, you're not allowed to work, oh, yeah, and you're not allowed to make $2,000 per year. That makes those with disability benefits really pissed off if they do want to work. And then it makes,
I mean,
you're not allowed to have make enough money to actually get an apartment. Oh, wait, yeah, because nobody's going to pay for you.
Kind of thing.
Which is piss poor that we have.
We have rights, ladies and gentlemen. That's why the ABLE Act is going to be enacted. Hopefully.
We are hoping here at AMC Press that it goes through. Because that would be... it would help greatly.
It doesn't matter who you are, if you have a disability. Don't be afraid, stand up. Don't be afraid.
At this
point... You need a key.
At this point, who's going to fight the war? Who's going to win the war? We are. Yet.
Yeah.
Also, cops. Okay, first it was a woman with a hearse in San Francisco. Then a woman with lollipops. Now AMC Cinema brings you... Oh, wait, and if that wasn't enough, it was the SpaghettiOs being mistaked for methamphetamines. And now AMC Cinema brings you Cops Mistake Oprah for Marijuana.
Don't you mean AMC Press Cinema? AMC Press and Co. Cinema
brings you Cops Mistake Oprah for Marijuana. You know? And send the big guns into man. Yeah. And send the big guns into the man's house.
Wow.
But do we all want to take this? Yeah, let's all fucking take this. Because, you know, at, in Connersville, Georgia, all right, okra plants. Okay, now, you know, people, we can't even fucking garden anymore.
Because, you can't even plant, it's like planting okra will get you in legal trouble. Brilliant.
Don't plant the okra. It's a little like, don't plant the, don't open the envelope. Why? Just don't open the envelope. Why? Because there's white powder. Is it flour?
It's like, yes, don't tell anyone.
Don't open the envelope. Why?
Don't open the envelope. Why? Because there's marijuana.
Ooh! Okay!
It's like marijuana is fun, lovely.
It's almost like someone's like, oh yeah, Dwayne Perry said that he was awakened by a helicopter flying low over his house one day, and then some heavily armed deputies of a canine unit showed up, and they were from the governor's task force for drug suppression, and they were looking out for marijuana plants. What they had apparently seen were Perry's okra plants and a shrub at the end of his house.
Which is
Okay. Let's rewind the situation, shall we?
Sure.
Let's rewind the situation. Stop, police! I'm sleepy. No! Stop, police! We see you have marijuana. No, 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 come back!
Okay, guys. Hello. Is that a sniffer? I just called up my wife. I'm just making fucking eggs. But yet...
Pete? Yeah, Mark?
These aren't open for plants. This isn't marijuana plant.
What?
It's not a marijuana plant. You said it was a marijuana plant.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. Okay, right. Are you guys going to sit here and argue under my porch while I'm in my bathrobe? Right, just off the K-9 unit, actually, finishes up with business. Yeah. So then, fuck Christ, how many times are you going to mistake Oprah and okra for marijuana? Oprah being mistaken for marijuana. Now, that would be funny. Perry
says that people keep asking about his offices at his house, and he worries that his reputation has been damaged. Well, okra for marijuana.
I would say that it's horrible because they were wrong. How can we say this? They were wrong.
Well, they were wrong. And I mean, let's see, last week with John Oliver actually said that somebody mistaked marijuana for $100,000.
I'm very convinced that the police authority around the United States is actually taking marijuana.
Wouldn't you agree?
If you were a cop,
right,
or a state trooper,
right,
and you saw something green,
right,
and you actively saw something green and you thought it was $100,000,
right,
loads of green, would you be the idiot who stores it in their back, in their back trunk?
In the boot of their trunk?
No.
Probably not, right?
But help!
Is that
unfortunate?
Well, it would be pretty unfortunate to see that.
Yeah.
You know,
and yet,
the funniest thing is,
having said that, how many mistakes do police make a year?
A lot. Oh, yeah.
A lot. Definitely a lot. Yet, it is quite funny in the fact that many people it's not that they don't get it. It's that they make stupid decisions like planting okra in your backyard and thinking that it's actually marijuana.
That's a mistake on the police.
Let's make it clear. There's a difference.
Okay. It was on, you know, but it could have been. And then Ludlow, Massachusetts, right? Police officer Thomas Foyle was arrested on August 15th for allegedly stealing substance from a police evidence locker that testified positive for cocaine.
What?
Interesting.
Okay.
Wait, first they mistake SpaghettiOs for what? Cocaine residue. Now we're...
In July 2012, let's just look at some other highlights before we go to the next article. In July 2012, 18 cops in China Shandong provided province labored to save a sex doll that they thought was a drowning woman.
Brilliant.
Let's see. In October 2011, local outlets reported a New Mexico man was nabbed on surveillance footage for having sex in the hood of his car when it was a cop.
Yeah.
Gets funnier. Let's see. Dion and Anthony of Memphis Park.
Don't we have a number?
Don't
we have a number, topic?
Yeah, we.
Oh yeah, we do. But wait, this is the last one. This is the last one.
No.
Was it legend?
No. Gotta move on.
Was it legend? Was allegedly caught in Memphis in March 2012 over a police radio.
Oh, interesting.
Funny. You want funny? Mm. That's fucking funny.
That's more like interesting.
Now.
That's...
Next article. Let's see. Actually, do you want
Walmart...
to say
No, you go ahead.
No, I was taking the time off. Go ahead. You take it.
No, you. No, no. No.
Why do you have to take all of them? Johnny, you take it.
Hi. So apparently Walmart canceled their health coverage. Or they canceled the employee plan. But instead, they're going to have a... You're going to have to buy your health care coverage at Walmart.
Which could hinder a lot of people, too. Especially those who have families with kids that have disabilities.
I mean, there is a documentary called Walmart is a musical called Walmartopia, and there is a documentary.
So they've cut
of,
they cut
about Walmart.
Part-time employees who work less than 30 hours a week.
That's important.
Right.
So they don't have to pay for any health care.
No.
Dad.
There is a 2005 documentary which is called Walmart, the High Cost of Low Price. Well, this documentary we highly recommend. It is out on DVD and you can get it. And even in 2005, this is about the documentary about high cost of low price, right? And the fact is that most people, right, are being taken advantage of it. And the thing is that you don't, what was very funny is that Walmart's response on the film was, has disputed the factual accuracy of the statements made in the film, and it has posted a 10-page of anti-greed wall material on its website, greedily coding every bad review since men got since 1988. Yet, the Walmart, the high cost of low prices, has been credited as one of the reasons that Walmart created a public relations war room in late 2005 to respond to the criticism. Yet, it's a great documentary on how Walmart really does suck. You know, and sucked its employees dry, apparently, with healthcare, too. There is a lot of
things that you can do. I mean, one, you can just not buy it at Walmart. That's two. You know, that's one. Two is, you know, regarding healthcare and stuff like that. They've been stealing healthcare for a long time. You know. And they say this works, but it has to be better than what it is.
You know? I agree. I agree.
But yet, they don't, what they don't tell you is what they tell you in this documentary of rallies and supporters of people of, like, devil worshipping services and other stuff. They don't tell you about that, but they will tell you about how they're deducting everything from them, their own stuff, you know. And the fact is that most people work for Walmart, you know, they say be happy, and prices are constantly slashed, you know. And Johnny, you're right about the 30-hour or more work week, right? But yet, the funniest thing is that the Health Care Reform Act, right, as in the Affordable Care Act, as in FDR, right,
says that pretty much that they can, that it's not surprising that in companies in these industries that are moving towards the standard established by the Affordable Care Act. But yet, dropping part-time health care?
That's
criminal.
That's cold.
That's to the point of saying you really are wanting to fuck people's lives over. No, you got it.
I mean, Walmart, people from Walmart are sitting in their kitchens.
Yeah.
And, you know, sitting in their kitchens and saying, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do?
What are we going to do? Well, come on.
You know, if what are you going to do is profitable, then you should tell everybody how you feel. But just don't tell Walmart that you'll tell anybody. Telling everybody. You know? Kind of thing.
Right.
You know? And then Facebook is up to no good again. What is it doing, Allison?
Facebook has decided to really check the nerve time by creating a new idea, new plot to use Messenger, but have it where you guys spend money and pay and try to pay for goods and have it as gifts. Facebook has tried this before. Where it has a gift. You still kind of see it.
Yeah.
Occasionally. But it's not cool.
Well, yeah, and the thing is that people don't get that, like,
Facebook is ruining people's lives. You know, it's great for social media. But come the fuck on.
It's good for if you're trying to network. But that's it.
No, I'd say that.
Yeah, it's network along with getting.
I'd say it's network in terms of. You know, in terms of. I think it's one of those things that you kind of, it's not that you don't get, it's that what I don't get about Facebook is that they try. You know, the founder was a psychology major in Harvard. Does not mean that he has to use his
psychology.
His psychology
against
us.
Against others. And now
against others. Yeah.
Pretty safe to say that's a fucked up thing.
Oh, it is a fucked up thing. I mean, you don't. More and more and more and more people are just. It's amazing what you will find. In. What you'll find in. In on Facebook, because
right, I agree.
It's incredible. It's just like, what do? You know,
do you just sit there and say, what the fuck
do you
is going on?
Do you sit there and take
on,
it, or do you? Or do you protest and use LinkedIn?
LinkedIn and other sites like Google Plus, Twitter. There's numerous things that you could get to do. It's a matter of actually how you do it. In my opinion.
It's definitely about how you do it, not what you do it. You know, how you do it and taking it to the
next level as well.
To the next level and taking it to the next level of people you know you of people that people don't use Facebook, you know. I mean, I am starting to probably edge out of it, but, you know, if it keeps on doing stuff like this, and I keep hearing shit like this, I'll definitely edge out of it.
you know. It's great for us. It's great what it started out to be, which was a social network. Now,
but there's ways around getting shit done too, so you can't constantly blame one thing versus another either. Facebook could do.
How do you
whatever.
See that? I would love to know.
Facebook could do whatever, but there's a way, always ways of going against it. Always ways of saying, we're not going to buy into this. And then they see it and then they say, okay, we're getting rid of it. People aren't buying into it. People start sending them. People could blast their Facebook.
Yeah.
Blast Mark Zuckerberg. Why are you doing? Right now. Not. So it is possible.
It could always go the way of MySpace.
That's very good.
Well, yeah.
But a lot of people haven't been on their MySpaces in years.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
still collecting dust.
Honestly. It would be kind of even more interesting to see, you know, if to honestly see if Facebook could go actually AWOL, you know,
or Mark Zuckerberg end up having his own issues, that could be
definitely.
But, which is very possible.
Oh, it's definitely possible. It's possible in
so many ways.
So many ways. But. You also have news, isn't it almost our 400th episode?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lucky 400.
Yeah.
Jesus. 400 episodes of this thing.
Yeah.
And we're going to usher in some new people next week as well.
Yeah.
We have Elaine, who you met, and then we have a few other correspondents, which we are announcing. We have something else that we really can't talk about until we can talk about it.
How about you don't bring it up?
How about?
Oh, we're not. Well, not. But, you know, we have many things in store, let's just say that. You know, but I think with Game of Thrones, Allison, do you want to read us up?
Yes. You can find us at itsmyurls.com/AMC Press. Don't forget to check out AMCPressCo.com. And we'll be back Monday.
We'll be back Monday, and we'll see you then.
So
good night, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.